com.au and join the Triple M Club.
Here's what you need to know with Joe.
Plenty of sport and politics. Let it rip, Joe.
Yeah, spot on, Marto. Well, in about 3 hours' time, Queenslanders will start heading to the polls. And we know Election Day is next Saturday. However, from this morning, early voting will open. Now, with COVID-19, more than ever expected to head to this sort of early voting system, the vast majority of people expected to cast their vote before October 31. So from 9 o'clock, those booths will open. Now, as to where they are, it's not, you know, where you've got sort of in each electorate, you've got, you know, your local school, your church, whatever it might be. It's not quite like that with early voting. There are only a limited number of booths. So jump onto the ECQ website before you try and head out to find where your local one is. So yeah, that'll be starting from today. The other thing to keep in mind is Tuesdays and Thursdays, they'll be open a bit later. So until 9 p.m. So if you're struggling to get there with work, then you can head there then.
Night voting.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Nothing more riveting than a Thursday night vote.
I did it. What did we have in March? Was that the council elections? I did early voting there. What a dream it is not to go on proper voting day.
I got an email from the Electoral Commission on the weekend that said, how will you be voting this October?
You
can register. I can vote before election day, early voting. I will vote on the day, find out your polling booths, or I will vote by mail.
Vote early, vote often. That's what I say.
Not Thursday after a few cans, though.
Why not?
I just saw that bright yellow. I thought it looked good. Oh, no, Clive.
So, look, both the majors had their campaign launches yesterday. We've seen a lot of early campaigning to try and cater for this voting. So, look, expect to hear plenty more over the next just under 2 weeks or so. Now, happening tonight, we obviously saw Lachie Neale take out the Brownlow last night. Dally M tonight. The Panthers, Nathan Cleary is tipped to win. Now, he was just behind in the voting when it went behind closed doors, but he's expected to win that one tonight. So keep a close eye on that. Now, we'll finish this morning over in the US. Look, 10 states have recorded the highest daily numbers of COVID-19. More than 8 million people have it over there. However, I guess this is some good news for people in America. A company is offering free bacon masks. So you can actually win a bacon-scented mask. They're giving them away for free. So this company is called Hormel. They're probably a little bit like Don here. They're a small goods maker. But yeah, they've sort of put out these free masks that people can sign up for. Here's what the company had to say about them.
It smells just like our bacon. It's one of those foods that just truly makes everything better.
So true.
So
What an American story. Hey, 8 million people have a virus. Hold on, this is a great opportunity. Remember those bacon masks? Let's get them out there.
But what will the vegans say?
Well, I'm not sure that it's vegan friendly or not, but yeah, certainly maybe that'll make things a little better that you can smell bacon while avoiding COVID-19.
That's what you need to know with Joe. Thank you, mate. Big breakfast, Triple M. Triple M.